Marama Davidson. And for our corridor, as mentioned, 20,000 people in Scotland for this massive UN climate meeting, which gets underway today. It's called COP26, and Marama is the co-leader of the Greens. No doubt has some thoughts to share with us. So warm welcome, Hine te nahue.
Morena Dale, lovely to have a corridor with you again.
You're in Wellington too, which is a bit of a change from where we've spoken over recent months. Well, firstly, this is an important kaupapa for our country, and it feels as though we are starting to sit up and take a little bit more notice of our own responsibilities. Sometimes we can feel a long way from the rest of the planet, rest of the countries of the planet, but hey, we share the globe, don't we? Your thoughts here on the importance of this climate focus, which gets underway on the other side of the world today?
Yeah, really, really important, you know, especially for our mokopuna tamariki kei te haramai. This is also about leaving our future mokopuna a stable, healthy planet that they can actually thrive on. And that's what is at the forefront of the vision for this climate conference that is happening in Glasgow. I think started today, you're right, Dale. James is off at the end of this week to do our part at that conference as well. And it's really about, I guess, it's trying to look at all of us, every country, every state, and every community as a team around the world, and all working together. This is the theory, to try and reduce our global greenhouse emissions, so that we can actually prevent the worsened effects of climate change. And that's the whole point of all of this. It's recognising that humans did this to our planet. How are we going to rewind? And for me, you know, for me as, and I say this as co-leader, but as Wahine Māori, this is about having to recognise that the economic system that we have been reliant on for a long time now has not been a good system, basically. It's been exploitative. It has really increased polluting emissions into our climate. And that's what the gathering is about, trying to come to an agreement and get countries to play their fair share, which is what New Zealand announced, I think it was yesterday, in terms of, you know, what part are we going to do to reduce our emissions. And yesterday the government announced that they would move to halve our emissions by 2030.
Well, that's a positive sign. Couple of things. COP26, it refers to Conference of the Parties. You recall the Paris pledge of seven years ago or so. But this is really important. Were you tempted, Marama, to accompany James to provide a First Nations or an Indigenous or indeed a Māori perspective to the climate change issue?
Not me myself. What I am always and have always done for the past several years consecutively is support the grassroots voices, actually, to be those First Nations, Indigenous peoples' voice. And over the years, that's actually been where my focus has been, is supporting those people, supporting this platform, supporting our own Te Ara Whatu, our own young Pacific climate activists, to have a voice there. They're not often included, of course, in the official proceedings. They're very often mobilising outside of the actual precinct and outside of the official proceedings to protest and to really highlight the leadership of Indigenous movements around the world who know very, very clearly the colonial imperial system did this to our climate, to our planet, to our future generations. Indigenous thinking, Indigenous leadership and mātauranga has the solutions. And that's the voice and the fight that they put up every single COP. I'm more interested in supporting them. I'm less interested in more and more politicians. I think that building the grassroots mandate for change is one of the most powerful things that I can be doing as a Wahine Māori political leader as well.
So that brings us to the situation in Aotearoa. I mean, this is a pretty bold step too, to try and halve emissions in the time frame that has been given here for our country, but it's heading in the right direction. What's your initial reaction to this Ardern-led government and their decision to work harder on cleaning up our own act?
Yeah, it is ambitious. It needs to be, Dale. And actually, our grassroots movements, our climate change movements actually understand, and our Indigenous movements understand that target could have been even bigger. But, and you know, people are, and we have increased that target, that announcement yesterday. Good. Really important. Absolutely. I know James himself would have liked to have seen a bigger target and a more, including a more domestic focused target. Some of those emissions that we have pledged to as a government involve offshore emissions and offshore reductions. So, you know, there's also some valid discussion about actually let's focus more on our agricultural emissions, for example. And I absolutely support that voice and that call to be more ambitious in our domestic, in our at-home targets. But you're right, we're also one of the countries that is doing really good in terms of our sort of target emissions. But per person or per capita, we're not doing so good at all. You know, and so we've got a lot of work to do to change our own system here. We've been reliant for far too long. Both our transport and agricultural emissions are the things that we've really got to work hard and change our system so that we can have a more sustainable and caring way to exist on this earth. And we've got a lot more work to do. I've heard some understandable analysis that we, you know, we've really got to focus a bit more on our own backyard. And I think that's right. But I also want to, I guess, stand behind our work with, for example, our Pacific nations, our Pacific sovereign islands, and you know that part of our offshore emission reduction work is really good and positive, and may not happen, you know, were it not for Aotearoa stepping in to help our Pacific nations. You know, it may not happen, and I wish other countries would support our Pacific nations and their leadership and their climate change leadership even more so. But overall, Dale, this is actually about the whole collective community of Aotearoa realising we could be and we need to be far more ambitious as a country. We need to lead the way, and we could be, but we've got to shift some of our cultural thinking, some of our economic cultural thinking. That means making sure that we are asking super wealthy to pay their fair share of tax so that we can actually fund a more just transition, making sure that people who are already struggling aren't going to be paying the most impact for the sorts of changes that our economic system is going to have to make, you know. And we actually have what we need, but what we need more is the political will to make those big changes as well.